Welcome to Tuesday Lightline, everybody. It's Dominic, your host. I'm on Tuesdays with Lightlines. We have, before we begin, just a reminder that the places to read transcripts, just participate in discussions, and hear all the developments in between Lightlines is at a website. Discussion we call reference as the forum, and that website is forum.serrera.org. And then if you want to focus on just Lightlines and see the schedules and all the recordings and any transcripts, not everyone is always able to be transcribed, but many are. And that place is fatherslightline.com, where you can also sign up for a newsletter and receive an occasional kind of weekly or biweekly digest of what's going on. Okay, so let's begin. And also as a reminder, these Tuesday ones are video enabled. So if you ever, for those choosing to join on the internet, you could enable your video, and you can also certainly, I believe, type in the chat. So at the very least, if you're not joining by video, you could probably type something into the chat, like a question, which is not available to you when the host is conducting a Lightline with just the phone or an audio with no video. So those are just some things to think about and unique to Tuesday Lightline. We welcome everybody who's joined us live. We have 9 of you so far, and if you're listening on the recording and you hear beeps and bells, those are people joining and coming and going. So let's begin, and let's all take a deep breath and thank the Father and connect with Spirit. Thank Michael and pray for clean and clear communication, secure circuits, and a healthy channel. Is there an MC or anybody available to us? We say that as protocol. I hear you, Arthur. Welcome. Indeed, I am Arthur. Welcome, everyone. This morning we had a good laugh as I suggested the name Ted Lasso. That is, if you want to feel good with hearing these transmissions, I chose the name Ted Lasso, even though I'm Arthur. For those unfamiliar with the show, it's a soccer coach on a television program. I learned is very motivational by always being so positive and supportive and really truly optimistic. It's hard to produce these light lines with so much bringing the world down and so much stress in day-to-day lives, combining for what hopes to be a light line, which tends to be rather heavy. If you're listening to hearing the news, we do have some, but it will flow rather than be produced immediately. Sometimes you read between the lines, and sometimes we explicitly say, but often we shoot ourselves in the foot of the time perception of a human who perceives the ebb and flow of the quote-unquote news with a feasting of disappointing developments. countermands to what we shared as information or what came across as true 1 second comes not true fruition the next. Now let's remember what a stock market looks like, where they put a straight line going from left to right at an angle to indicate the rise and fall of a market. And let's be honest, it looks nothing like a straight line. Yet they show you the trajectory as if it were. In other words, there's huge spikes going up or down, but an overall trajectory summarized by the straight line. Similarly, you can take that attitude when it comes to news on a light line. We're going to transition now into a precursor. A precursor to more programming in future light lines, you could say, as soon as tomorrow. And that is, if you're listening, it's hard to follow, but I gave you the example. And that is, when you transmit, you will begin out, when you're not experienced, in a rather jagged line of ups and downs. But eventually, as you lock in to a transmission and the act of transmitting, you can envision a sine wave or an even up and down wave, similar to the breath. You can relate to uneasy breathing, and you can relate to easy rhythmic breathing, similar to when you're able to breathe through your nose cavities quite clearly, or when you can't, and you end up having to breathe through your mouth, which causes all sorts of irregularities. I am Arthur, your co-host. I hear that is MC out here in this part of the universe. And as Arthur, I'm able to, well, let's be honest, work on this transmitter's vocal variety. And if you can see him, which we've enabled, you can see for yourself what's going on. But we do want you to hear it in the voice. The voice matters. If it did not matter, no one would care to join in the first place. But you get a holistic picture when you have audio and visual. As Arthur, I'm taking this transmitter off script. We wanted to give a summary that indeed things have changed from the trajectory of what has been claimed as missions to land on the planet. Whereas recent news indicates that those plans are drastically delayed to the point where they have been declared off. Now, those who are experienced have heard as soon as the next sentence or later on in a light line that what was said before is now reinstated or so on. This is not the case now. But rather, we give you the analogy that your mind might be thinking, why are the missions off? Why can't they fix what they said and what we're hoping they can fix. Well, the news is that the missions did begin already. Nothing has changed there. But we give you the hard, sad truth that even spirit on a physical planet can't fix obvious problems, such as if you have capacity for 3 or 4 people in a lifeboat, spirit can't make it fit 25 people. And so, why should the missions declare themselves so visibly that that is the mission we are perceived to be taking on? Performing a miracle of expanding your capacity to save yourselves by something of an impossible metric. That's a number. To adjust this metric of emergency status on the planet compared to what a mission needs to be successful are things like peace, are things like adjusting to things that will inevitably adjust your population numbers, your government receptions of adjustments that need to be made for us to even have an effect. So I hope that summarizes to some satisfaction the review of the past few weeks and a trajectory into the future that still does not exclude light lines, transmissions, or the guaranteed possibility of future revelation as long as this planet remains in the designs of your Lord, our sovereign of Nebadon, Christ Michael. In league with the Father. So let's switch onto the topic of transmission. There is a rather open-ended event tomorrow, Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern, that we presume those who listen need not attend, but it will be recorded. The missions per se are designed in a universe plan where they typically do not involve direct human involvement. That has been a highly contested or need to explain rationale and justification from the spirit side and authorities, from the far-ranging spectrum of astonishment to rejection, and then reluctant acceptance that if Michael says it's so, then it is so, if Father also approves. And that these approvals are not static, they adjust quite fluidly, like those lines I was telling you about. In other words, when we announce a trajectory of a mission, you expect a straight line And I'm telling you, please adjust your reactions to that highly variable line along the trajectory. We are what you could consider, from your perspective, in some of those very spiky moments. But what is still on the table are that you are tethered through transmission and revelation. Some revelation is obviously a past event, and revelation is part of a universe ascension scheme with the design of helping ascenders, ascending pilgrims of time and space, to meet and work with and work on this time and space universe that you are in and ascending within to your destiny on paradise. And that destiny is part of your endowment of the Father within you, the Spirit. So the next subject is around transmission and revelation. And we want to get to the point that transmission is sometimes revelation and sometimes not exactly revelation. They are not always one and the same. And that you should treat transmission as a bridge. Now let's deep dive into some statements we transmitted earlier. And I will add to them as we go. We're now looking at our notes and not exactly transmitting. But Arthur is here with me, which is a little different and with us. Go ahead, Arthur. So transmission, we were laughing about earlier when I used the Ted Lasso comment to crack your transmitter up, is that transmission has some conditions for you, the audience. It's like serving you a meal and we're not judging you, but we realize that you are choosing the place, but not the menu of the meal we serve. And therefore, you have this proclivity or reaction to be receptive or not receptive to this meal that you did not choose, this news that we've talked about. And depending on your psychology, you might be, in general, an open or closed person, if there's a spectrum of that. And so you can consider yourself, those of you who are regular listeners, readers, etc., or even voyeurs of this material or this phenomenon, is that you are probably on the openness scale. For an example, your value system, moving on to a different bullet point, might be fixed to mutable. In other words, you might have been open or closed, but once you came to a certain valuation or identity, you became fixed in that, or maybe you are still mutable to adjustments. In other words, your value system also fluctuates. Add to that, in this meal reception we're talking about, you all share a variable intelligence. It's a wide scope, but we won't go into much detail about it. But we can all agree that even though there's the principle that all men are created equal, we know for a fact there is variable attributes, including intelligence. There's height, weight, hair color, on and on and on. Also variable is education. And we can add more variables still. But what I want to summarize with is that, and this is Arthur subscribing to this statement, transmission is an act of governance between the ascender and spirit, and therefore acts as a bridge. Transmission is a bridge between revelation. Depending on the context, sometimes it could be equal to revelation, and you can confirm this, or you can receive that it is specifically stated as such. If it does not meet those conditions, it's probably not, do not mistake it for revelation. So if transmission is a bridge between revelation and acts as governance between the ascender and spirit, let's clarify what revelation is. In a brief summary, revelation solidifies things for you. It provides, amongst many things, a common understanding. It should foster personal religious experience. Revelation does not equal it, but it fosters personal religious experience. It clarifies misperceptions by stating authoritatively things about cosmology, science, and history. Now, remember what we talked about in serving this meal to you, that revelation is static. Once it's out the door and revealed to you, that your things like open and closed mind psychology, your fixed and mutable values, and your variability in things like intelligence, education, not to mention your culture and previous upbringing, whether you were religious or not, for example, will all affect how you proceed with this revealed cosmology, science, history, and so on. So the case is made for conditional revelation and for a case for conditional transmission, which we summarize as this phrase, transmission as a bridge and transmission as an act of governance between the ascender and spirit. Because, like I just stated, and what you can clearly observe, is that there's a high variability between how the revelation evolves and is received and translated and understood. And it never quite seems to be that unifying. In fact, quite the opposite on this planet. In the short sightedness of a human perspective, even on hundreds of years of history. And yet patterns can be seen in history clearly shows a divisiveness. But some of that isn't purely evolutionary, or the fact that revelation clarified things, because the irony is that revelation has clearly stated the history of rebellion, the cosmology of rebellion, and so on. So that moves on from some of those things I wish to get through into this light line. And then maybe some of you are early birds for questions pertaining to that in the Q&A about transmission. So to wax further about revelation, let's break the word down like we're in grade school, but it's a good thing to do because we often think goodly or positively about some of the words within the word revelation. Revving an engine typically has a positive notation to it because it's working. You could say revelation has elation to it. And when people refer to revelation in common vernacular without a spiritual overtone in a sentence like, oh, that was quite a revelation to understand XYZ subject. And the act of revelation is the elation of understanding, if we wrap that up. And so the fruits of transmission are likewise in what I opened up with, in that there is all sorts of reasons to tell yourself you can't or shan't or shouldn't transmit. And yet we tell you that you can, and indeed you must, if you wish to be a servitor of the mission. And below that, in service to the mission. But that it is this transmission journey, a long one, and gets shorter once we keep on-ramping transmitters, or we have this history of transmitters so ably archived in a website from previous missions, such as the teaching mission, as it was called, and has ended and has been reinstated as a sub-initiative to keep this bridge of transmission alive while missions come in for a rough or smooth landing. I hope you can read between the lines now. We aren't trying to get into a justification on why some news of the past needs to be accepted or not. With things like the Supreme, we empathize with the refusal to wish to comprehend or the possibility of such an event happening. The universe beings share this danger. But that the danger without transmission to further bridge the gap between the need and design of missions. Remember, many missions and mission types are revealed in Revelation. And that Revelation, while technically qualifying as a mission unto itself, has different attributes to what might be termed a pure mission. Just like transmission does not equal revelation, sometimes it can. And likewise, mission does not equal revelation, but sometimes it can. And therefore, transmission bridges the gap here as well. You would be in hard denial to say that once you received the fifth epochal revelation, or even the fourth, or third, second, or first, that such epochal revelation created a straight line of evolution. And you have all these foibles in the human condition I talked about earlier, and then you have the foibles of the missions themselves, designed and led, and even the governance itself rebelled. So please understand, transmission as a mechanism to help bridge this gap, to help straighten the line, but not necessarily straighten the line, but take the jagged breathing or the jagged line and make that into more of a sine wave in harmony with that straight line. And eventually, when there is such thing as harmony and stasis, that is indeed an end goal of these epochal revelations and stages of planetary development. And even the area of the universe it belongs to, when that awareness and governance expand to the point where you are in very large units, that even today you have quite capably personified or exemplified in science fiction, conspiracy, all sorts of variable things of the imagination, fact and fiction, which muddies the water of the pool we're playing in, if you're not careful. But it can also clarify. It could go the other way. So to further expand upon transmission for you, let's go over some of the personal experiences that might happen as you attempt transmission. First of all, or first and foremost, you are encouraged to and likely to experience things analogous or resembling transmission, because you should, well, always seek your divineness within you. We call that, by vocabulary, your thought adjuster. This is the core of yourself. And for those not acquainted, what we consider the co-pilot of you. You provide and are a person. You exist. And that is real. But the confusion on this planet muddies the lines between what is a soul and what is your birthright of divinity or contentious understanding of whether you are inherently divine, conditionally divine, immortal, etc. We simply state the soul and your thought adjuster are distinct, and you and your thought adjuster build the soul. So the soul is not something that's pre-existing. It's actually your thought adjuster that probably was and understood the personality it would indwell. And this is, and has a blueprint of the soul. And then you actually create it. And the adjuster himself sees the trajectory of its blueprint never exactly as it planned. And that's the adventure for the Father in you as well. Well, enough of that in terms of subject matter. Let's continue with some of the personal aspects that you might go through in fluctuating the line of transmission, but then entrainment into rather a sine wave. And I'm using these as analogies for you, where you are locked in. Other ways of looking at it are you are balanced on a beam and so on. But one moment, Arthur. Administrative timeout. I've got to put my battery in. I take the battery out incidentally so it doesn't make a big whirring sound or fan sound. But it's plugged in. So we're not cut off. Go ahead. We're back. So let's start with some reception experiences, or what is the experience of receiving a transmission? Well, Ron reminded Dominic the other night, there is a location, you could say, and that's what we're going to get to in the summary. But in the experience of this, the reception might come across as auditory. And the asterisk next to this term auditory is that it is typically registered in the same brain apparatus or mechanism that you associate with also hearing. In other words, a signal comes into your ears and the brain processes it. Well, we're using the same processor, so to speak, and it registers there. It just does not come through as an audible voice. Now, we can do this, but as you have observed from these other transmitters, they are not necessarily receiving this experience as what we or you consider a telephone call, where you actually hear something, but we're telling you that you are hearing it, quote unquote, because it's registering and coming across as an audible communication without an audible noise that you, the observer, would hear. The next method might be what's nicknamed the ticker tape, and that you, as an exercise, if the auditory connection isn't so solid for you, you could try the writing on the wall technique or the ticker tape, where the text runs through your mind, left to right, and so on, like a ticker tape, what we call the stock market ticker tape. Some of you are quite familiar with the voice box technique, where the transmitter might have the voice box taken over or allowed to. We don't typically use this in transmission because you could say a lower octave of the art and science of transmission has been commonly used in the era on this planet where the era quarantine, was used as what is referred to as channel. And channel is subconscious, whereas transmission is fully conscious. But before we delve more into that, the reception also depends on your vocabulary. In other words, we can't, from the broadcaster side, utilize words and phrases that you don't already know, typically. And so, as we clear out the distinction between channel and transmission, consciousness and subconsciousness, we could still say that there is a competing when you are transmitting between your subconscious still and what is considered scribing, that is purely receiving what is broadcast to you and remaining loyal to that. And that is largely because of your mind processes. You will have surges of energy throughout this process, possibly, but you're always going through mind processes. To name a few, you have filters, you have sensors, and you have behavior modifiers, and you have chatter in your brain. Some of these things are on different levels of your mind. Well, some of it's electrical, some of it's chemical, some of it's just behavior conditioning of patterns that are ingrained in you, and some of it's down to your DNA programming. Remember, your DNA programming is what's kept you alive through generation upon generation. And so fear of the tribe is always there. Also, just the way people talk to themselves subconsciously or consciously, the way you talk to yourself is often pretty poor as well. So while in the past mission we tried to sum up this need for wave entrainments, reception practices, and how to deal with these mind filters, well, we tried to sum that, or what became summarized in one word for all of this, was the quote-unquote word, quote-unquote, stillness. And now that's effectively jargon. And depending on how you received this mission of the past that we talked about earlier, and that you had revelation, and you were either probably fixed or mutable or open or closed, and that you took a certain trajectory, either as a tribe or an institution, to take it one way and not this other, that transmission as a bridge is taking you. So again, while revelation is what you encounter in your lives, that is a rather static event. But a human foible, if you will, or human tendency, not a foible, but a human tendency, is that your identity gets so strongly wrapped around that process of revelation reception, but there is no effective route for the condition of transmission to have a proper governance into effective missions. Now, what I've just said here is a common court case against the reason to have humans involved in missions. So there's probably an easy bifurcation as a group where some of you are open enough to be willing to read and listen and follow these transmissions. But if you aren't served the meal you expect to hear, or hear things that are preposterous to your previous values and psychology and education, then you simply leave the matter. But I'm telling you, if you wish to accomplish something of good value, you ought to try to achieve a level of personal transmission to start with. And the fruits of this are always aid and at least the evaluation of yourself as truly existing as an ascender, and you have personal religious experience of the parenthood and personality of a previously impersonal deity, you will be guaranteed and granted that experience first and initially. And then you can, as a previous transmitter transmitted, evaluate your own desire and intention to be of transmission service. And the eventual title of such a service with a transmitter with a capital T is analogous to the word servital. Servital. In that you are communicating the broadcasts of the governance from spirit within all these guidelines and guideposts that we've just covered. So lastly, we promised you the location of this transmission, and you can easily think about this as the crown chakra. Yes. All right. Ron, if you don't mind, we're going to go through your voice to expound upon the crown chakra. You're now unmuted. Are you there? Are there and available to speak to the crown chakra and transmitting?
One is available. Thank you, Dominic. This is Machiaventa Melchizedek. Ron has a very good explanation about the crown chakra. Briefly, it is this. What you call the crown of your head, and that's that swirl at the back of your head, has five specialized cells in it. It can receive a frequency and convert it to sound. We could even play music over it, but we choose to use it as a voice. The crown chakra is approximately 1 inch wide and about 4 cells deep. That's not one cell on top of another, but like a lattice that extends to the posterior of the rear of the brain, right above where the wait till I get the language. They keep blocking me. Hold on. Brainstem is positioned. If you look at your brainstem and take a line straight up through your head, it would intersect about 2 inches in front of the crown chakra. The crown chakra has a nerve connection from where it is located to the brainstem, but not to the top, but that goes directly to the base of the brainstem and operates as though the brainstem and the crown chakra were one antenna. Ron receives not through the crown chakra anymore. He receives through the entire rod that is his body. That happens when you're so well positioned, you don't need the chemical or the over control of brain systems to do it alone. Ron can listen deeply. He can listen on the surface and everything in between. Those of you who become practiced should also understand that the crown chakra brainstem system also affords you, Ron, the ability to walk on the mansion worlds. You feel quite attuned to the group and Marion Riley that teaches you Rancho Book Revelation, even on the Mansion Worlds, Mansion Worlds 4 and 6. 5 is administrative. And finally, this, before I get to other material. The crown chakra, for most of you, is moribund. You are not receiving information directly through the crown chakra, but you are receiving it through mostly the heart stem. Ron has spoken to it in the book called Origins, that when there is a frequency modulation sent to the crown chakra, it often shunts it to the throat and to the thorax, that is, that which encompasses the heart. Oftentimes, with Ron in particular, it gets interrupted by the cabal, and then he has a fight on his hands. He does that fight very well, and they learn he's no pushover. Most of you have a closed system. You don't operate it except Dominic, Lemuel, Elise, Raz, you're beginning to, and Gitz, who is missing a part of a normal brain and is able to hear things the rest of you can't. Oddly done is Stephen Gitz, for he does hear, but not through the crown chakra, but through the heart stem. That
hey,
does
Ron,
not, yes.
What about Renee? Because he's got some injuries, and I'd like you to mention him too. Yes,
Renee, we have spoken to it over many light lines. You cracked the base of the brainstem, and it's a tricky one to heal. You've spoken with me on several occasions, and I've left you know in detail that you are improving as long as you don't re-injure yourself. And for reasons of state, that there is no further edification of the need for you to transmit in a little while. Now, don't be shocked. It's not removing you. What is happening with Renee because of the injury where there is a crack in the tissue at the base of the brainstem is that he has to learn through the heart chakra what it is he is to do for transmission. It can be done that way, and he's doing it, but it drains his energy. When Ron uses it his way, he has no energy loss. And finally, people like Elise, Dominic, and the rest of you, you do expand some personal energy to maintain it, but you use very little personal energy. The thought adjuster is the one powering it. And for that reason, Renee also is empowered by the thought adjuster and the energy it gives to the brainstem so that he can maintain the work he does with his group. He is going to do fine, Dominic, and to the rest of you, and to you, Renee. And for that reason, I wish it to be known that you, Dominic, are using a frontal lobe today for some reason or other, and that is difficult to use. However, that seems to be the way the adjuster is using it for you, and just ignore these comments. It has no real effect on you. Now let me finish what I wish to regarding the idea of transmitting and the idea of those we need to use. We are now coming up to the hour, and we're going to take about 5 to 7 more minutes, Dominic, so please be patient. The truth of the matter is that the entire momentum that Ron has created by doing all that he has done as preliminary for you to use, has created a small brainstem to grow on the Urantia idea of personification of Urantia. Urantia spoke to Ron 2 days ago. Ron says, well, that's somebody up there pretending to be the voice of Urantia. Fine, we'll listen. Well, we got a lot of information. But Ron, we can personify anything we want to as long as we have a good receptor. You are that receptor. You are feeling as well as Urantia is feeling. And that's part of the problem staying alive. This is the Universal Father. All of you today, and there are 11 on the dashboard, need to understand we are fully aware of the comity, and that's the comfort. That's not comity, it's comity, C-O-M-I-T-Y, of the nature of Ron and the nature of Urantia and the nature of our Universal Father. They are coincident. They fit each other like a glove. Ron's voicing is one of the best we have ever discovered. But he must learn that the crown chakra he has never been actually formulated. We have always used the thyroid in the voice box to attempt to speak. He asked to speak when the teaching mission began in 1992, but the adjuster could not find a way to give it vocalization until 1995 or a little later. For that particular reason, then, we have not got a long history of Ron's transmissions. But once we did, we got an earful. Please listen. The entire matter of being a human on Urantia is one awful exercise in trying to live well as a human. Either there is a war, or there is a financial collapse, or there are spiritual reasons we dare not communicate. All three are about to happen again, not. N-O-T, underline. I am now Michael of Nebadon. Ron, you are sitting here with your eyes closed because they hurt with the light. That is ending very soon. The truth of the matter is you got up today feeling like you had been frozen overnight and can hardly thaw out to get up. You joke about it because it's unremitting. I want you all to know that Ron dislikes being told about publicly to the forum. But I want you to know you are being given a revelation. Those of you who complain about this are with Ron. But what you are also learning, in spite of what you feel about it, is that Michael of Nebadon, Gabriel, and the serendipitous seraphic control that sits in Nebadon and not as a cabal have decided that Ron needs to refrain from speaking all the time. For that reason, we have cut his transmission rates down. But let me remind you of something, please. There is a light line on Thursday at 2 p.m., on Friday at 2 p.m., at this place by Ron. We have asked him to hold the Thursday and Friday light lines after Dominic does his two light lines concerning transmissions. At 2 p.m., Ron will be taking them up on Thursday and Friday. And for reasons of our own, and this is Michael of Nebadon speaking, the whole matter of the past 24 hours for Ron has been hell. He has nothing to do with it, but the cabal senses the end is here. When I say the end, I don't mean we are closing down light lines. I don't mean we are ending transmissions. I don't mean ending the lives of anybody. Romney's refurbished. So does Lemuel. So do some of you. In any case, what I want to transmit right now is we are ending the old idea of a mission that shows the magisterial sons visible. We are ending the mission as far as the second return of Jesus, not N-O-T underline. I want it to be understood that Jesus will appear. Ron says, it's very tricky, I know it is, to sign a date. But I'm going to, Ron. By the end of summer, you will see him. He will be here. And Ron, it's not just on media. It will be a body form. Thank you. Thank you, Ron. You're seeing a great big down arrow, Ron. Yes, it's a mighty big down arrow and white on a black background. Why do you think I'm doing that, Ron? It's some sort of emphasis on whether even I can continue to transmit or that you're downloading for reception something important. It's both, Ron. In a moment, Dominic, we're returning this to you, but let me say this. Ron, you have served now for 20 years in this capacity. You are no longer really happy just to sit and transmit. You are finding that you're enlivened with motions from the mansion worlds, as well as from Dominic, who has ideas of his own. You say, fine, use them. It does nothing but improve. You are in agreement, then, that you need to stop. Not particularly, but I will if that's what you ask. I do like that. I am asking you, Ron, to stop transmitting so fully and to listen carefully to your father. The trial that is now approaching Urantia, and I mean this word, ugly. Ugly. Some of you will transition out. I am not about to give you the details, but Urantia is overpopulated, understrung spiritually, and is about to falter, not with a nuclear exchange, but perhaps the beginning of World War III. Japan is no longer taking what China and North Korea is dishing out. One more missile across the land of Japan and its sea environments will receive a response from Japan that is sharp and cold. The dictators cannot stand being corrected. Watch out. Second of all, South Korea is numb in the head about North Korea. They think they are one people. Far from it. But the truth of the matter is North Korea is about to find itself in hot water, not only with Japan, but China. And finally, the United States election. 2 years ago, I, the father, told Ron, and he broadcast it, I sincerely doubt you will have an election in 2024. Listen carefully. The presidential candidates are woefully unprepared to handle us. Anyhow, Ron, stop it with the mirth. I can't seem to help it. It hits a funny bone I don't control, Michael. What a pleasure to hear that. Thank you, Ron. It's pleasure. That is right. It's not mirth. I am fully aware you detest Trump and that Biden is not paying attention and that Japan, Germany, Australia, and a few other little European countries are woefully aware that without the United States umbrella, there would be no safety. NATO is not the full answer to the Soviet Union. We call it that because we think that's what it is, no federation. And finally, this, the measure to show magisterial sons and Jesus and others who may choose to incarnate is not a matter for me, Michael, to decide. That is up to paradise to decide in what manner. All who incarnate may take solace in the protection of Father. One last thing before we turn this back to you, Dominic. I am the universal Father. I want you to understand. I am not in the middle of this. I have withdrawn from Urantia. I am back at the center of paradise, and I must relate the following. Paradise is serene, cool, and ready to do as I direct. Ron looks at my origins. He's the only one who has ever looked at them and says he is so delighted to learn the nature of my origins. It really cheers him up. Why? It tells him that in spite of what you, as creatures in the master universe, have to do and die by, are perfectly well attuned to the master universe. So is Ron. So are my confederates. But Ron knows of a situation in which there are condensations of thought and care far beyond the master universe and to which I subscribe. He is the first person in universe history to fully understand that the masterwork of the master universe is but a moment in the signs and care of hyperinfinity. Urantia book readers will never grasp it. UAI can play around with it, but Ron has the actual insemination in his own mind. What a wonderful thing. I hope, he says, I can learn more, and he will. To you, Dominic. To you, Elise. Stephen Gitz. Abraham. And to Raz. Abraham states this. I am part of Hyper Infinity now, Ron. A human can actually do it. You are an enjoyment over it. I doubt you can do what I do, but you may do more than I do. You are a rapacious learner, and you care very much to share it back. Before you die, people will learn of the condensation of your nature over the conservative reunion of father One moment. One moment. I don't know. This is Ron speaking to the powers to be. What game is being played? I submit to the deities, but I do not submit to this behavior easily. What is it you wish me to state or not state if you are legal? This is the Father Infinite. You're legal. The truth of the matter is, Ron, I don't want a discussion in this area today. That's your discussion on Thursday. We submit to you, Ron, that your forewarning is beautifully stated. You submit to the deities of the originators. You do not submit to evil and their game plans. That is what I take, that is what you meant, and that is what Michael is cheering. We need now to complete these remarks. I will say only this. Thursday and Friday, we have a special light line at 2 p.m. on those days. Dominic will have 11 a.m. or what, maybe later, concerning transmission. They are vitally important to you. Please attend if you can. For now, this is the Universal Father. I'm actually the Father Infinite, saying to you, Michael of Nebadon, go forth. Multiply this mission. Use Ron. Use Dominic and all that are here. I now step back. And Dominic, please take it back again. Thank you.
Okay, Ron, one question, and then we'll wrap the light line up with some clarifications on schedules. So hang on another few minutes. But Ron, can you quickly summarize, because I have a question, what would be the status, or let me backtrack a little bit. I didn't personally, it took many years to get to this point, and obviously I stopped and started here and there the attempt of transmission over the course of years. So what would you say to folks who have transmitted in the past and might consider picking it up again, what they're going through and what they could do to get back on the horse?
That's a big question. I have to refer it back up. It has too many futurisms in it for me to comprehend. Hold on.
Okay. Well, we could always table it for tomorrow.
No, just hold on a moment. We'll take care of it. This is the Universal Father. Ron very wisely stated, there's too many futurisms in it. First of all, Dominic, those who transmitted in the past have resigned. To a man. Second, those who transmit the day are secondary teaching mission transmitters. Ron calls them the transmitters out west. They are fine, but they have no real conception of what is to be done or how to organize. Ron lets them alone as too hot to handle. Third, I am the Father Infinite. You, Dominic, have pulled your bootstraps up over your head and restarted life again. It is very difficult. God bless you. But for reasons of state, it is very difficult for Ron to give you everything he knows, even in 2 years. He knows things he has not ever mentioned to you. And for reasons of the brochure that he has been working on now for 8 hours, we are going not to rescind it, but put it in the past for about 6 months. You discussed it last night. Ron is ready. He has an outline. But I'm asking him to put it aside for 6 months until we can put out something that we really rather have than to repeat wireless electricity or the Magisterial Foundation concerns. You, Dominic, are doing well. Ron cares that you take responsibility and that you understand. He fully supports you. The truth of the matter is the discussion forum has formed around the nucleus of the things that Ron thinks are important. Yes, some of you disagree in some part, but not totally. Ron welcomes additional people, but he is infuriated with the internet being unable to control the intrusion of the Balkans, the Russians, and the Chinese. They overwhelm the application, and he spends hours erasing hundreds of emails. He will no longer do it. And for reasons of state, those who would like to join these light lines or would like to join the Magisterial Foundation, which is open to all the members that want to join, please write Ron an email, I would like to join. The email that Ron uses is on the discussion forum, but let me speak it. aronalak@comcast.net. Aronalak is spelled aronolac @comcast.net. If you qualify, he will place you on as a member with happiness. Now I turn this back to you, Dominic. I hope I answered the question.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. And if people happen to see an Aronalak email with any other numbers or whatever, it's not Ron's email. It's going to somebody else. All right, so we're done with today's Lightline. We thank everyone who participated, Arthur, the Father Infinite. We thank you very much. All right. A couple things before we go. Lemuel's under the weather. He's got the flu or worse, and he's canceled tomorrow's Wednesday Lightline for that reason. I don't want to confuse anybody, but there is an 11 o'clock Thursday only for 3 weeks. So Ron, I think you're just a little off suggesting there's a Friday one. So there's just this Q&A about the topic of transmission at 11 o'clock a.m. this Thursday and the following two. So that's the 22nd, the 29th, and the 7th. We'll continue to announce that. In the meantime, there's also an official Thursday and Friday Lightline hosted by Ron going forward. So no Wednesday Lightline this week. There will be a Thursday Lightline and a Friday Lightline, and there will also be the special session about transmitting at 11 a.m., all at these facilities. We thank everybody for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.